Hello?
Yes, hello. My name is Arvin. I'm calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Edward, I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I do see that we have a missed call from you, so we're returning your call. Tell me, how can we help you today?
Just trying to talk about my account, man.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm supposed to talk to you about it or what, but...
Yes, I can speak to you in regards to your account. Any questions you may have, I should definitely be able to help, or at least make sure that we go in the right direction.
Alright, I don't know, man. I might be thinking about canceling my account. I don't know if this is working out very well. I'm not really getting nothing from this, so, like, I don't know.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that, Edward. It definitely is important to at least see some type of results, especially when you're making an investment, right? You mentioned you're looking to discontinue mainly because of that reason you're not getting, let's say, enough out of it. Is that right?
I mean, I really ain't got anything out of this, honestly. The one job I got out of this, since I've had it, I've got one job, and that was a friend of mine that I know that went through it just to try to help it out, but that's it.
Okay, let's go ahead and see what could be causing the issue. Typically, when everything is set, meaning that everything is ready, like Google Business Profile, your workspace, the MySite, everything on here, including the ads, is definitely needed, right? So let's just go ahead and, again, I'm just opening up your client dashboard. Do you by any chance have access to the client dashboard?
Yep.
You do? Perfect. It kind of sounds like you're driving, I'm sorry.
Okay,
I don't want you to take off your eyes off the road, right? The reason I bring it up is because all the information is on there, right? And it can let us know, let's say, what's going on. For example, right now, I'm looking at the Google Business Profile, and on the 19th, Google is requesting what's known as a video verification. Now, your Google Business Profile is still live on Google Maps. So right now, mainly what they're doing is just asking for a re-verification of the video. That way we can continue to make the actual changes, okay? So I might need your help. Actually, I will need your help in order to complete that, right? Let me just go ahead and see something.
Isn't this something I've done already?
I believe so. I believe you have, actually. So it's basically the same process, except for this time it doesn't need, let's say, verification to be on Google because it's already on there. It's actually just asking for a video verification so we can continue to make adjustments to the account, right? So usually the video doesn't take too long. I believe if I'm correct, it was something that was done in about 2 minutes, right? A 2-minute video. I believe you probably took longer in setting up the equipment, right?
Video of what?
So basically, I'm confirming that right now with our Google team, what type of verification it is. Normally, it's a video that Google is requesting. And again, this video can contain a few things that they want. For example, they want to see information for your business. Usually, they will ask maybe to see a business card, tools, and even the vehicle that you might be using, right? So let me go ahead and just confirm here with...
So at the beginning, I tried doing all this. They told me I didn't need to do it. Because I had the pictures ready, I sent the pictures in and everything. They got the pictures on file, but they said I didn't need them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So in the beginning, we actually got the account verified without needing any, let's say, additional steps like sending in photos. This time, there are requesting for that video verification. And the only way to do the video verification is by logging in directly to the Google Business Profile itself. So this video that you'll create is actually only going to be seen by Google.
I guess my question is, like, why am I just doing this now? It's been like 4 months or something, so why am I just doing this now?
Good question. They actually just requested the video verification. Let me confirm the date, but it looks like it was on the 18th here.
So like yesterday?
That's correct. And again, that's basically because, as you already know, we're working on the Google Business Profile. If we, let's say, make changes to it, there might be an opportunity that they ask for a video verification. But it's very rare that that happens, right? So in this case, it looks like it did start to request that that information. So again, I could teach you how to log in. That way, when you have a little bit of time, you can do the video verification. But just to confirm, right now, your Google Business Profile is still visible on Google, okay?
So then what is this video accomplishing then?
the video is going to accomplish for us to be able to continue to optimize your Google Business Profile for better performance, right? So what we do is we always constantly want to be working on the account, making sure to show activity, because it helps to move up your ranking, and that's where the calls really are, right? The better the ranking, the better the calls. So right now, Google did stop our actual edits, meaning the changes. They're requesting for us to do what's known as a video verification. And unfortunately, for the video verification, we would need your assistance. But again, this is something that is fairly new, right? Meaning that they just made the request. It's not something that happened 4 months back. It's something just recent. Okay. Now, that does bring you up to your, let's say, the big concern, right? That the calls aren't coming in, right?
Oh, I get plenty of calls. They're all spam calls. They're all spam calls. And most of the calls I get or messages I get are for house rentals and stuff. So whatever you guys got on there, I think it's sending the whole wrong message, because I get them all the time. People asking about if I could rent a two-bedroom house, or if I could rent a house, or do you got houses for rent? That's all I get. And I'm spam calls. That's basically all I get.
Okay. Now that definitely does need to be looked into, and I can actually go over all that information, including, let's say, services that we have you under, even actually the keywords, right, that are very important, or even service names, right? So I do feel that maybe we would need to go over that information. As I heard, right, you are driving, and I understand you're okay with being on the road and maybe on your phone, but if it's best,
I can definitely schedule a call
with you.
No, I do not want to call back. That's one thing with you guys. Like, I haven't had a good experience with you guys, like, through this whole process. So, like, that's one thing about you guys. Like, you guys love to make a callbacks, and, like, that just – I've wasted so much of my time on callbacks.
I just don't want to be the reason for, you know, an accident, right? That's the only reason I brought it up. I could stay with you on the phone for the next hour or two, you know, get this done. But, again, I heard you driving, and I just didn't want to cause an accident. That's my main concern right there. But if you're done driving, we could definitely go over it now. Hello? Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I thought I lost you there for a sec. Yeah, as I mentioned, the only concern I had was that you were driving. That's the only reason I asked for a callback. But if you're okay and maybe you're not driving anymore, we can maybe spend the next couple of minutes making sure to go over that information. Because, again, it's definitely important that we have the right services being promoted in the right area, and make sure that we follow Google's guidelines as well, okay?
Yeah. So, before we even get to doing all this, because I don't even know if I want to waste my time to do it, what is the reason, like, why I don't get nothing out of this? Like, I don't get no regular calls. All my calls are either spam calls, or, like I said, people asking if I rent houses or house rentals. That's like 80% of my calls. And, like, the other rest of them is pretty much spam calls. So, like, I don't even understand, like what's going on that those are the calls I get all the time.
So now that you have a more of an island presence, right, unfortunately there are people that are looking to get your services and maybe even mislead the information, right? So there are times that maybe we do need to go over the account to make sure the service areas are good again and keywords, right? Now, right now what I'm noticing is that it is being seen on Google Maps. For example, people are actually finding it on Google. They're able to actually see the information, and people are going directly to your website as well, right? Now, if we're not getting the right calls, it could be a few reasons why. For example, maybe we need to make sure that the account is more attractive. Of course, this would mean simply just making sure that everything is optimized correctly, right? This also includes making sure we have enough images to continue creating what's known as Google Posts, which help on the ranking as well, right? So there can be a few different reasons why, but I could definitely confirm that your business is being seen, And I do feel that right now those changes are going to be necessary. They could be small changes, for example, just doing a quick update on the service areas, which usually does the trick. Sometimes I have seen it that we would have to add more keywords, right? So, again, that's exactly what you said, right? You haven't had a really good experience or conversation, and I can make sure to be that person. For example, I can be make sure to take care of the account for you, right? And you will only need to be, let's say, speak with me directly, right? So, again, I'll be more than happy to do that as well, right? So if you do want to go ahead and go over your keywords, I can send them by email, or I can maybe log into the client dashboard with you. That way you can see it as well.
I already see my keywords. I thought we did that already. Like, I thought we did all this stuff already.
That's absolutely right. But when you mentioned that you were getting calls from people asking you, you know, if you rent houses, right, then we definitely want to make sure that there's nothing on there in regards to those, right? So I just want to do a quick little check here to make sure those are perfect, because I don't see anything in regards to renting. It's mostly remodeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And as well, right, so that definitely brings up the fact that we might need to look at the website as well. But again, all the information that I'm seeing, it's showing basically remodeling would be the main thing, right? Even the images that you have here show that information.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's tons of images, which is awesome. That actually helps out with the creation of posts. Now, again, all the information is pointing that you provide a service, right? And a specific service in that. So, again, I'm not too sure why people are calling you for that information. I'm trying to see if maybe you fall under that and trying to see why you do, right? For example, I'm putting rent, home rent, house renting, for example, in your area, and I'm not pulling up any of your information, right? So I can't really tell you where they're getting that information. But again, if we need to be more specific, then of course we could add something directly to your website, right? Making it clear that this isn't, you know, rentals. It could just be like, it's basically just for remodeling, right? I'm sure you've probably seen your website as well, right?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand, like, how much more clear can it get? Like, it's the whole thing is about all remodeling, and I don't understand how much more clear it can get.
Yeah, that definitely is strange. And the only time that I ever ran into an issue similar like this is when I had issues with one of my clients getting calls from a competitor. The way they started was they started just targeting things, for example, calling about wrong services. Then they started targeting the website, then the Google Business Profile, and then they started to say, oh, you know what, well, guess what, I can help you with that, right? That's the only time that I've seen something like that happen, when people were calling for the wrong services, right? It's a competitor that just wants you to get into that game. They're like, no, they're doing something wrong. But again, we do have systems that could test out all the information, which is, I'm really happy that Google provided. So again, the keywords you mentioned that are perfectly fine, right?
As far as I see.
Okay, perfect. And just to confirm the service areas, you do have just a little bit, actually. There ain't too many. I believe it's Bowling Green. Okay, the actual county. Yeah, the county is okay, just to keep that way. I'm sorry, it was Lima, Ottawa, and I believe it's Tiffin. And the other one is Finlay, I believe that's how you say it. Sorry if I said it wrong. So these are just the actual areas that we're promoting you on. Now, are these areas about, let's say, maybe less than a two-hour drive?
They're all within like an hour. Yeah. Like within like 45 minutes.
45 minutes, perfect. I appreciate that. Okay.
So like all this stuff that you're telling me, like about this website, isn't like, it kind of sounds like it needs some attention, right?
Yeah, and that's definitely what we're going to go over as well.
And like, it kind of seems like it needs like some I don't know, updating or some I don't know how to explain it, like some like, I don't know, like, it kind of sounds like this is what you guys are supposed to be doing anyways, right?
Yeah, definitely. So what we're doing is making sure that we grab the actual attention of the clients, right? The only thing we have to depend on you basically is just photos and videos, right, and maybe some reviews. But again, yes, now that you're telling me, look, I'm getting so many calls in regards to a service that I don't provide, then that's why we're going to be going to the website, just to see what what needs to be changed, right? I don't want them to be thinking, okay, well, maybe it's not just remodeling. Maybe it includes different services, right? It's just sometimes, man, maybe people do get confused a little bit with the service, right? So, again, we just made sure that the service areas were okay. The keywords are perfectly fine. I was actually going to bring up the fact that something that I've also seen work for a lot of my customers is that we do add one or two more service areas. You see, Google accepts up to 20 different service areas as long as they're not more than a two-hour drive, right? Of course, again, if you just feel comfortable with those four service areas, that's perfectly fine. We can use those, but you do have the option to add more if they're under the two-hour drive, okay?
Now, see, this is what the last person, and see, like, this is another thing. Like, I don't never talk to the same person, and then we got to pretty much start over every time because nobody knows about my stuff. So, like, the last person was telling me, like, I don't want to have any more than as many as I have now for the areas of service.
That's correct. That's also correct. You see, what happens is...
So they were just telling me the opposite of what you was telling me.
No, the way that I was putting it is that there are times where Google prefers to start out with a small amount of service areas, but as well, since we're noticing that as long as it's not a two-hour drive or further, we can add a little bit more areas, right? When in the beginning, it is highly recommended to start with 4 to 5 areas tops, and then from there, gradually keep adding more, right? So, again, at this point, I do feel that we're reaching that point where we might need to look into adding more service areas, as long as they're within that range, right? And, again, I'm going to make sure that you don't have to speak with any other representatives. I'm going to make sure that you have my extension, and from here on out, if you call in, the call will be directed to me, okay?
So yeah, that's what the last, that's literally everything you're telling me is literally exactly what the last person told me.
Okay, well, let me send you my information, that way you could have it, and that will basically confirm that I'll be the person that you speak to, okay? Can you hear me, I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I just made myself ahead of this.
So then what happened to the last person that made themselves like the person I'm supposed to talk to every time?
They're still going to be able to help you if you called right. That's perfectly fine. But from here on out, we're going to avoid that basically, right? And, of course, the information should always be provided correctly, okay?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but you got to understand where I'm coming from. Like, this is why I get so frustrated with this place, because this is what I'm trying to say, like, this is the third time I've had somebody tell me that they're going to give me their information. They're going to be the person I talk to every time. You're the third person that told me this. The same thing.
Okay. Well, I'm very sorry to hear that.
And it's always a different person. It's always different. And I got to go through this all over again, start all over again every time.
Something that I do with the clients that I help out with, because, again, I've seen frustration like this before, is simply make an agreement with the client, right? For example, I can make sure to set up an appointment with you. Let's say a lot of our clients only want to call once a month, but if you want something in particular, maybe 3 times a month, then I could send you, let's say, an email, right? Basically, I'll put you on my calendar. Once I put you on my calendar, it automatically sends an email directly to you, just letting you know that there's a follow-up in place with the person, which will be me. And, of course, that's basically it, right? That's how we can confirm the next appointment that will be directly with me, right? So, again, I have clients that I help out personally, and I call them every once a month, but I also have clients that I call them almost twice, maybe 3 times a month, right? So I could definitely do that for you. And, again, each time you speak, I can set an appointment for the next follow-up. I'll place it on the calendar and send you confirmation by email. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I get it, but what are these follow-ups and these calls going to consist of? What are they for?
Good question. So basically, they're just to make sure that they're basically to make sure that you're getting those results, right? And if for some reason you're not, it's also going to give us time to make additional changes, right? So by you saying you just want one person, I completely agree. And just by having communication with one person, this will help us to keep making changes if they are necessary. right now I do apologize. I definitely just wanted to confirm these certain different areas and keywords, right? Because you did show frustration that you were getting calls that had nothing to do with your service. So it's normal to review the information. But also we actually, you should have access to the client dashboard, right? And all the information is on there as well. So if you want to make changes there, you can. But again, I will make sure to, let's say, set up an appointment by calendar, and you get an email letting you know that I'm going to be the one basically calling you, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, give me just 1 second here, because I know I actually understand that you pay monthly, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Give me 1 second. Okay, so the 24th has actually come up pretty soon. Now, here's what I would definitely want to do, right, because I am interested in getting this in order for you. And, again, we do a 30-day basis, right? If for some reason you want to cancel, you just do what you did today. You call us before the 24th, and that's it, right? You just cancel. Now, you'll be speaking to me way before the 24th of every month, right? So you won't have to worry about that, but it's always an option. I am going to go ahead and make sure to add a credit to your account. It won't be anything too big, but I definitely do feel that it's going to help out a little bit, maybe just to buy me time to get you those results, okay? So the normally you pay around $249, and if it's okay with you, I can add a $100 credit to this payment. That way we make sure that you only pay $149 in total. Would that be something that I could do for you?
I mean that's fine, but I just want to see where this call goes, because pretty much depending on this call is going to see where if I want to cancel or not, because I've been looking at other places too, and I've talked to a couple of places, and I don't know, just trying to see where this call goes first.
Yeah, there's always options, right? There's always different routes you have to take. For example, for you, I noticed that we're helping you with the Facebook ads and mainly the SEO services. We do have clients that in some time frames, right, for example, once they reach 3 months, 4 months, even half of a year, they start seeing how competitive it can be in their areas. So that's something that we also have to take in consideration, right? Now, if it's really competitive in your area, and let's say we're not able to move your ranking up, there's other things, other programs available. For example, Google Ads, I'm sure you've probably heard of them a couple of times, actually. And there's other programs that you might qualify, but we would need to see, such as Google Verified, for example, right? So there are different campaigns, and I agree. There are times where we have to take different routes. And again, today, that's what I want to go ahead and do. We've actually just confirmed a few things that I wanted to. So that's actually where we're headed to, right? It's just optimization of the actual account. And again, that's why I'm going to go ahead and provide that credit so we can have a little bit extra more time for those actual changes to update. And even create a link for the tiny URL, which I'm checking if it was already sent to you, which is very important as well. It's a link to your Google Business Profile.
Pretty sure I already got all that.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, you should. There was an email that was sent. Typically within the first, I would say, 2-3 weeks, that's when the tiny URL comes out, and it's sent to you automatically. So if you need it, I can resend it to you. It's also located on your client dashboard.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Give me just a few more moments here.
If you're talking about the URL, I got it already, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So that's exactly what I wanted to make sure. And you're actually, it looks like you're getting some pretty good reviews. It looks like there's about 11. The newest one was about 5 weeks ago. Oh, okay. So I noticed one big thing that I, on your Google Business Profile, You know how people are leaving the actual reviews? Something that Google really likes is if you respond to those reviews. Now, we understand that sometimes our customers, they might not have time, right? So what we do for them is we do give them the option for our AI system to respond to the reviews, okay? So, for example, if you tell me, look, I just can't respond to the reviews, I'll make sure to turn on our AI system and only respond to the reviews. Each review will get an actual response that's directed to that review, okay? So every review is going to be different.
I could do that, but nobody's ever told me this before. Is it like nobody ever tells me nothing, so I just kind of like got to figure this out for myself.
Okay, well, I'm glad that I'm bringing things up, right? As you can tell, I definitely am interested in making sure that we make these adjustments. And again, I can make sure to walk through the client dashboard with you. And again, it might be important to do so at least once a month, actually. That's what I do with most of my customers. And from there, we notice, let's say, changes that we might have to make, or we might not even need to make any changes, right? But it definitely will be necessary.
And see, that's part of the thing that frustrates me too, because like I don't know why I've never known about none of this, and I've had this for like 4 months now, and nobody's ever mentioned any of this stuff.
Okay.
Until just now.
Well, I'm very sorry.
So I'm just paying for this stuff, and like it's not even getting done right because nobody's telling me nothing.
Well, so far we noticed that, let's say, the services are correct, right? The website is correct with the information. Same thing with the Google Business Profile. So we're noticing that everything is up there, right? Meaning that everything so far is correct. Nothing is pointing that we're giving the wrong information or wrong idea to clients, right? But again, I completely understand that there definitely is times where we need to make adjustments. And they could be small changes or even big changes, right? For example, as I mentioned, there's times where customers, they want to go do Google Ads instead of continuing the service with SEO, which is a search engine optimization, right? So, again, there's times where we might have to take those routes, right? For you, I definitely feel that by simply keeping optimizing the account and with your help with answering those reviews, it's going to be great, right? You're going to be able to see a lot more activity on the Google Business Profile, and that's ultimately what helps us move up in ranking as activity. So that's the one way is getting reviews. The second one is posts, which we create for you. We're currently going to be creating 3 a month, it looks like. Let me double. Yep, they're actually already there. We have the next 3 already up for you on the client dashboard. Let's say the next 3 that are scheduled will be on the 24th, the 26th, and the 27th. And they're in yellow. So if you like, you can take a look at them. And if you want to make changes to it, we can. Once it's the 24th and it gets posted automatically if there's no changes that were requested, okay? Okay. Now, again, I would really recommend that we keep in touch in regards to this. And for just to go back a little bit, actually, the actual $100 credit that I'm going to be applying, it's okay, right? I'm sorry, I didn't get an answer, and I apologize.
I mean, yeah, that's fine, but that's fine and everything, but I'm not really worried about the credit. Like, they've had to credit me already because I've dealt with so much stuff here, and, like, so this...
Well, actually, yeah, I did notice that. You've been with us for, 4 months now. This would be the 5th month, and there hasn't
been... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I've met no... I've been with you guys for almost 5 months, and, like, nobody's ever told me any of this stuff until now, until this long into it. So, like, I've literally, like, spent, like, almost, like, $1,500 with you guys and ain't got nothing to show for none of it.
So, normally, if you get all the information that we need in the client interview, right, the first, basically the second call that you had, where they kept you on the line for about an hour, right? So normally we won't be asking you about the changes, right, because we have all the information ready, right? Now, when we definitely get to the point where, you know what, it's not working out, he's not seeing anything, then at that point, that's when I like to bring everything up again to make sure it's perfect. And then from there, of course, continue to make changes. For example, on your website, there are people that go onto the website, right, and it clearly shows on the actual insights that people go on there. We can make sure to put something special on there. For example, we have clients that I personally help out with, and they have something that's more like a promotion, right? As soon as the website opens, the first thing clients can see is that maybe a video of the business or a special promotion. Some people give out special promotions for first responders, maybe senior citizens, for example, right? So there are times where we would need to make that, but again, that's just an option, right? I'm just letting you know that there are a lot of different things that we could do. And again, we could even take different routes, including those let's say Facebook or Google Ads or even Google Verified, right?
All
right. Perfect. Give me 1 second here. Okay. So I'm always making sure that everything is active, so I could definitely tell you everything is live. Now, if you get a chance later on today, just review your website. Let us know what you think, because I'm not sure if you were told this, because unfortunately, I believe a lot of things might have been left out from what I'm hearing. The website is customizable, okay? For example, if you don't like the colors or if you just want to make some changes, we can do so. That definitely is an option for you. And there's no additional cost for that, right? So that's definitely important. Also, if you're, let's say, a person that is tech savvy, you can actually log into your client dashboard, and we have something that's called the web editor. That way you can make changes directly to the web page, right? And as well, when you're on your client dashboard, you can go ahead and see if people have, you know, try to contact you through there. Normally, you'll get them directly to your email, right? If you don't see them on your email, maybe you just didn't check for it, or maybe you didn't get them, they should be on your client dashboard as well. For example, I just went to the website section, and there's a few messages. There's one on the 14th. It looks like Doral, right? It looks like that's the name. It says looking for ideas, estimates for our kitchen, as well as two baths. I will appreciate a reference work, right? This one was on the 14th, right? Did you get a chance to see that just to make sure?
Yeah, I'll talk to them.
Okay, perfect. So, again, that's the whole reason the client dashboard is here, is just to keep reviewing the accounts and see what's needed, right? For your website, it actually looks like it's doing pretty good, right? And I don't think that any changes would be needed other than maybe adding a special promotion or maybe adding, let's say, a video that could be placed on the front screen. Usually videos are what catches everybody's attention. And plus, the longer they stay on the account, the better. The better chances there is to call you. I'm sorry. Okay, perfect. So I went ahead and make sure to apply this. Again, since we were talking about the actual prices, instead of adding just $100, I'm going to add $149 credit. That would be basically the almost the whole service except the ads that are running on Facebook. So there would only be a $100 charge to keep running the Facebook ads. Okay?
So now that you brought up the Facebook ads. Mm-hmm. So those Facebook ads are usually what gets me the calls for the apartments rentals and the house rentals. That's mainly all those get me. That's mainly where those come from.
Okay, why don't we go see the ad that's running? Give me just a second here. Okay, so again, I'm on your client dashboard, right, and I went on to your Facebook. The Facebook campaign, right? And I'm looking at the ads. Just the most recent one has 6 likes. Okay. Are you also seeing it, if I may ask?
Seeing what?
Seeing the actual Facebook ad on your client dashboard.
I can look.
Yeah, definitely. The reason I ask is because that's going to give us an idea of what the clients are seeing as well, right? It looks like it's a picture of a kitchen. It's a nice kitchen.
Yeah, and this is what I understand, it says right on the ad, construction, residential, commercial, remodeling, kitchen and bathroom remodeling, all that stuff. So I don't understand why all these people message me for rentals and stuff like that.
Not complete. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to figure out, too.
Yeah, because that's all I get off those.
Yeah, because all the information is definitely reflecting your services, right? So I just really don't know what to say about those, you know, calls that are coming in. Maybe there's somebody that resembles your business name, for example, right? But honestly, I just don't see any reason why you should be getting those calls. There are times where people get calls, like people looking for work, right? That's mainly one of the main ones that we get, but for different services, it's really rare. It's really strange. I'm not sure how they're targeting you on Facebook, right? But if it is necessary, and if you want to take that route, we can pause the actual Facebook ads, let's say, for a month to see if it calms down, right? Now, that means that, let's say, for example, if you pause them this month, then you won't be charged at all for the 24th, basically, right? Why? Because it would only be $100 charge for the ads, but if we're not earning the Facebook ads, there's no need to charge for those, right? So I would go ahead and do that, make sure that we run the 24th of March at a free rate, basically a credit to give me time to make those changes and make sure that they reflect, to give time for those changes to reflect on Google would be my main concern.
So now I guess my question is, you know better than me. I mean, this is your job, so I don't really know, but Like, is that good? Do you think that's a good thing to do, like, to pause those, or what?
I would not go towards pausing the Facebook ads. The reason is because if, let's say we continue to do them, right? For example, you pay for just $100 this month, then I can make my team make the Facebook ads a little bit more advanced. So they would look completely different than the right, what they do now. Maybe that would help out to target, let's say, the right clients, right? Because, again, I'm not sure how they're getting you confused, right? But if we maybe run a different picture of the ads, maybe that could actually work as well. So we would give it maybe another month and see how it goes. From there, if the Facebook ads don't work, then we could definitely stop them, right?
Now, see, I was told at the beginning when I got this package that I have to have Facebook ads because it's a part of the package. I can't get it without it.
Yes, that's absolutely right. So in the beginning, there's packages, subscriptions, right? After that, once you subscribe, 3 months are up, we can go ahead and adjust those. For example, if you tell me, well, I mean, why do I keep running the ads if they're not working out? Well, of course, I'm going to, you know, pause them, and of course, I'm going to apply a little discount, right? So, for example, once we go past the 24th, right, that will be free. Let's say April 24th comes and you do decide to continue because of the results, then we will only charge you the $149. If you wanted to start doing the Facebook ads again, then we could charge you the $100, right? So then you'll go back to paying $249. And as well, for example, right, and this is just an example of another subscription that we have. There's times where we get to winter, for example, and people want to pause the accounts. We can go ahead and pause the accounts or keep the website live. And the actual my site, the website, is at a much lower price. It's at $39 a month, right? So there are different subscriptions that if you feel that they're better, you know, a better fit for you, then again, we could take that route, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so the big question would be, are we going to make sure to just continue with the Facebook ads as well? That way you're charged just $100 on the 24th.
I don't know. I just like give them another month and see what happens. And then if I just keep getting calls about house rentals from it or messages about house rentals from it, like I don't even see the point of keeping them because that's literally all I get off these Facebook ads.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna ask to make them more advanced. You'll get the notification as well, and you can check them out on the client dashboard once they're ready. That way, you can see how they're gonna look maybe different, and hopefully, they won't continue to get that little, I don't even know how to call it, the mistake that they're reading. I'm not sure to be honest. But again, the Facebook ads, I am gonna request for them to be made more. I like to call it more advanced because they look a lot different. I think they look more professional. So I'm going to start doing that for you, and I am going to follow up with you. I would say in about 10 days to make sure that the ads are up to date, right? So, for example, we spoke today on the 19th. I could definitely maybe schedule something. Maybe we could do maybe the 6th of April, which falls on a Monday, or actually that would really be a little too far. Okay, why don't we do a call on the 2nd of April? Would that work for you?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. So that's just a little bit over 2 weeks. For example, I wouldn't call you next week. I'll call you the week after, okay?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. And give me 1 second because I'm going to send you confirmation to your email. Give me 1 second. Let me set up that appointment here. The 2nd. Do you prefer mornings or afternoon?
Well, you guys are on Western time. I'm on Eastern time. So, more later towards the day would be better because when you guys try to call me, when you guys are in the morning, it's like my afternoon, like right in the middle of my day. So
I see. So you're absolutely right. Eastern time is about 3 hours ahead. The latest I can call you from my end will be 3:30 p.m. Pacific time, which will make it 6:30 your time. right? Or, of course, I could call you at 6 to your time. Not a problem.
If you could call me any time after, like, 4 o'clock my time, that'd be great.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I can schedule a call every time they say at exactly that time, at 4 p.m. But you said after, okay, 4 p.m. is fine. Perfect.
Yep.
I'll go ahead and schedule it. Give me just one more second, and I'll send you the email here. And I'm just going to put something simple like Ivan will call Edward, for example, if that's okay. That way we have both of our names in there, and there would be no questions on who's calling. So I think that would be the best. And again, every time that we end our call, I'll make sure to send you basically a follow-up on our next schedule, okay? Schedule call.
Yep.
Said it would be better at 4. Okay, so the email should be on its way. It should have my information. It should say Ivan as the person that's sending it out as well, okay?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Just bear with me a few moments, and we'll make sure to get that out of the way. Okay, great. So the plan is mainly to make sure that we make the account more attractive. That's one of the ways we're going to do that is by making the Facebook look different. The Facebook ads look completely different. I'm going to ask for re-optimization of the account on a monthly basis, so I'll let you know about that as well. It's basically kind of like refreshing the page, okay? The post will be continued to be created. We have plenty of photos to do so as well. For the review, you mentioned that you would be okay with responding to them. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And you can respond to the reviews on the client dashboard or by logging into the Google Business Profile directly, okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, I definitely appreciate your patience on this, right? I'm going to go ahead and continue to work on the account, and I'll speak to you no later than the 2nd.
All right.
Okay, perfect. And, oh, I'm so sorry. Before I go, because I'm sorry, I'm just like that. It's double-check a lot. We are just going to charge the $100. That way I can apply that $149 credit, right?
That's fine.
Perfect.
I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you letting me know, honestly. And, again, if you have concerns or questions, you could call or you could text me directly to this line. I'll be the one to respond since the account is under my name now, okay?
So just real quick about that, too. This is my other thing I've always had problems with this place. Anytime I try to call this number that's on here that I have for you guys, the 6224 number.
Okay.
It never goes through, ever. Not one time I've ever called it has it gone through. It always just, it'll play music for a second, and then it hangs up.
Okay. The only reason it does that is because it's trying to go to, this might be headed to just one person, meaning that it's being directed. I'll have my team take a look at it, but I'll be honest with you. I personally, when I help out my clients, I always send out a text in case we need to set something up, right? So if it's okay with you, instead of calling, just send me a text. Or, of course, if you call and I don't answer, I more than likely will return your call in no later than, I would say 10 minutes, 20 minutes, depending on the call that I'm on, the length of that call, okay? But just like now, right, I saw the message, the missed call. I believe you called 3:07 Pacific time, and I ended up calling you back about 10 to 15 minutes later, okay? So yep. I'll make sure that that doesn't happen, that I don't go over that, okay?
Yep.
Perfect. And again, if you do prefer, let's say if you need or are planning to call me, just send me a text and say, you know what, I need to speak to you this Friday, right? And I'll be more than happy to set that appointment up, okay?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and continue to make these changes, and please, I'll be in touch. But if you come up with any suggestions that you might want to do, feel free to let me know, and that way we can add them as soon as possible.
I do got one more thing. So I'm looking at my dashboard.
Yes, go ahead.
And it says Oh, don't say it now. Just a minute ago, it said across the top, your Google is not verified.
Google is not verified.
It doesn't say it now.
Okay, let me go ahead and see, because if I remember right, it needed the video verification I was mentioning to you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why the banner's there. But yeah, you're right, it's not there no more. It was actually showing for me as well. Now, I believe the reason for that is because it needs a video verification, not for verification, but just to make sure, I'm sorry, not for it to go live on Google, but for the video verification for, like, pending edits. Because right now I'm on your Google business profile, and that's it shows that thing specifically, that in order for the edits to be visible, we need that verification. So that video verification, I can maybe help you do it. I'm not sure if you could do it now or maybe if you could do it tomorrow. You really don't need me to be on the line, but I would be interested in showing you at least how to get started. I'm not sure if we can make something for tomorrow.
Let me look real quick.
Because the Google business profile, again, it's live, right? But if we could just do that verification and keep doing those changes, that's also going to help. So if you have a little bit of time tomorrow, I can give you a call and I can show you how to do the steps for the video verification.
Yeah, probably like if you could do it between like maybe 1 and 2 o'clock, like somewhere in there, like Eastern time.
2 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow?
Okay. Yep.
2 o'clock, that would be around 11. Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and send you another reminder for tomorrow, okay? That way we make sure that it's just me, so give me a second. All right, and just a quick question. Well, actually, you don't need Google Meets to do that one. Just never mind on that. Will you be home around this time? Is that where you're going to be?
Not sure. I can be if I need to be.
I would recommend to be at your home address because they are going to ask, for example, the video is going to ask for information that you're going to have, such as business cards, maybe a few of your equipment that you're using, and if you're using a vehicle to get to your destination, right? So those will be the main three things to make sure that are there. And from there, usually as soon as you're done with the video verification, the edits basically start right away, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot to save the meeting here.
I have a quick question while you're doing that. How's come when I, if me, myself, or like I've called people and had them try to look at my website and stuff, or like type in like, you know, bath remodeling or kitchen remodeling, fence or desk or something, just all kinds of stuff. And my business has never even, I don't think I've ever seen it even pop up at all.
Okay, so that's definitely something we're going to target with the changes, right? That's actually something that I mentioned that we need to make sure to target the Google Business Profile and get that ranking up, right? So I can definitely assure you that there's people that are seeing the Google Business Profile. I can see the actions that are going on there. I can see how people are going to the website, how many people, right? So I can definitely tell you they're seeing it. But, yes, that definitely is one of the main things that we would need to target is the ranking, because once we are in a good ranking, then there's going to be no problems with the actual service, meaning it's going to pay for itself, and we're going to continue to make those adjustments, right? So, again, that's definitely something that we're going to target.
So what happens to target that? Like, what
do you need? Good question. So what we mainly need to do is, as I mentioned earlier, right, respond to the reviews, and that's something that you mentioned that you're okay with doing. Once we respond to the reviews, that actually does help you to move up in ranking. The Google post that we create also helps with ranking. And, of course, adding a photo, for example, at least 2 to 3 photos a month also helps with your ranking, right? So that's actually one of the fastest ways to do it if you help us with the reviews and just send in photos. Right now we have a lot of photos, but if you have more photos that you're willing to share, just send one in a week or add one a week, and that should definitely help out a lot too. So, again, the way that Google ranks you is by activity as well. All right, perfect. Just a few more moments, actually. I'm not sure why this is freezing here. Okay, perfect. So I sent out the email. It's going to be for tomorrow, which is the 20th. It's going to show as 11 Pacific time, and it should show around 2 for your time. Okay, give me one time.
Yep.
All right. Okay, so the meeting is set, the appointment for tomorrow. It looks like the email that is being sent is loading, okay? So it's just spinning on my end. As soon as it does spinning, you should see it on your end as well, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Either way, I already set an appointment here, so I'll speak to you tomorrow. Hopefully, we can get that verification done.
All right.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your help today.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.